Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, and we have Gary Richard Arnold here. This is Hour 3. It's always great to close off the week with some amazing stuff. What people should know is we are literally quickly moving toward realization of all the truth about what happened. There was no Russian hacking to the DNC. It was Seth Rich angry over the interference by the DNC with Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him, like that he wants to be a socialist, gives everything free. But Bernie was a populist and most likely going to win over Hillary Clinton. And, of course, the powers that be, the deep state and the Clinton Foundation, Clintons wanted to decriminal Clintons. I call it the Clintonistas. Do you like that term? Yeah. We're basically doing everything they could. And the deep state are a bunch of pedophile, satanistic, child pornography, child sacrifice, Luciferians. And what they were doing, all these deep state high-level intel agencies were collaborating with the Clinton Foundation. That's why Pedogate is tied directly to this as well. And most people don't understand exactly how there's a religious and spiritual side to this evil, as well as the deep state and these special foundations. We're connecting all the dots, and you do so well. After the show today, by the way, we're probably going to do another simulcast if we get some more videos. And now I've got my computers working really well. So after the show, probably about 10 or 15 minutes after the show's over, we'll go back up, but we'll be back on our Vimeo channel. You can actually log on free to the channel and watch the show free while it's live, and it'll also be in archives. But you put up some beautiful pictures, diagrams, and other things, artwork, that explains all the connections with these various foundations and individuals and agendas. It's right out of the pit of the ninth ring of Hades. People don't grasp. This isn't open to dispute. These facts are in the public domain. If you're a researcher like you have been for many decades now, you know all the ugly facts at the bottom of the geopolitical latrine, don't you?
Well, I've been to enough of the connections of the sewer pipe, yeah.
Right. In other words, let's put it this way. If you had a job, it would be a geopolitical latrine engineer. How's that?
There you go.
You like that? A pretty funny title, hey? It's actually a very high title because, in other words, in order to clear the swamp, you got to expose the kind of swamp monsters in the swamp, right?
Yeah, actually, we're going back to Aldous Huxley's or H.G. Wells' Open Conspiracy, which was the title of his book, way back when. And of course, H.G. Wells is built right into the British Fabian Socialist Society, and these guys through fiction, like Aldous Huxley, with his Brave New World, etc., blueprinted just as Colonel House did with his Philip Drew Administrator, laying out a blueprint for an American dictatorship. And even in that book, he proposes a North American Union. So this stuff is not far behind on the burner at all. It's been cooking and percolating a long time.
Right.
And it looks like with their control of the media, the facts are going to just run over the facts, and I believe they're pushing for the coup. So
The coup is an information coup.
That believe this, and you can see they're hysterics right now.
Right, but the ultimate coup is the coup of the hacking into human cortex and consciousness. The real issue is the privacy of mind. And the intel agencies and the media have thought in the back that they had a backdoor to lie to people, even very lying badly, and expected us to be stupid, easy, braying sheep and just accept it. And we're not. And that's driving them crazy because now, after confronting Trump and Putin after Helsinki, it's all flying apart, isn't it? That's why the timing of the so-called indictments of these 12 Russians occurred days before, even though they've been sitting on them for many months, because there was no hacking by Russians into the DNC servers, but no server showed up, no cell phones, and no 33,000 emails. So it's an entire cover-up by the deep state pedophile satanic ring. They're tied in with the globalists. They're trying to run everything on the planet through this operation, if you want to call it Project Omega, which was conceived by the Gallet-Thulenschaft Society in Nazi Germany, transplanted to our intel agencies in the 1940s when we took over the German agencies and transplanted them along with the space agency to America. And many of these foundations, globalists, are completely luciferic. People don't understand that, do they? They don't realize skull and bones and so on. These people are devils. People don't understand that, do they?
We set up a parallel government a long time ago. In 1923, it was the Rothschilds that set up Interpol. And they needed that because they were providing funds and arms for, you know, multiple sides of any one particular war.
Well, just like they provided funding to the banks for both Adolf Hitler, on the one hand, including George Bush Sr.'s father, who was actually involved with banking for the enemy, and got fined, I think, $1.5 million, but didn't have any prison time. People don't understand how dark this is, do they?
Yeah, no, that was Union Bank, and there were three S people on the board of directors, together with not only Harriman, but a couple other members of Skull and Bones, which is the Illuminati root that you find.
And you have to understand that if you look at even our Supreme Court, there's only two schools represented, Harvard and Yale. Two-thirds of the Supreme Court justices are Catholics, and one-third are apostate Jews. People don't understand this, do they?
Well, there's a lot to understand. And we're in a play. Like Shakespeare said, the whole world's a stage. And these people are chosen and trained very, very young. And the people that don't make it, they still are marching in step. It was Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society, where they incorporated Pavlov and Freud and developed their mass psychology, and we see it today. And that's why it's surrounding. And I think the most dangerous thing that parents don't understand is that their young children in grade school are being ripped apart from their culture and beliefs and family daily by the National Education Association. So it's
right.
I haven't seen enough talked about that for a number of years.
Well, look at the number of kids that are now called, basically they don't even want to identify them as male or female after they're born, and these children are actually abused by other children because they're neither girls nor boys the way they're treated by their parents, even though they biologically are either male or female.
Right. That's where I see groups of really decent people that belong to the, the purpose-driven life or whatever it is by the CFR head of it, Rick Warren. And the same is true with all the, most of the organizations on the right have been set up there as flypaper or ant traps to keep people stuck in one form of belief, and they get reinforced and rewarded with faint praise and succession of information that helps support whatever that belief is. And they create pools. It's like a painter with a palette, and they create people as all different types of colors. So when they need to paint a particular picture, they'll go to whatever pool they've got contained and use that as their, as their painting, how they want to present the world. So what we get is really been directed by intelligentsia way behind the scenes. And it goes back a couple of layers. Some of the people that we see out here, you and I can figure out how evil they are, but evil people are usually a couple of steps, a couple of rings into a smaller group.
In other words, you don't see the real leaders behind the scene. You see people that are manipulating the other arms of the tentacles.
Exactly. Yeah. No, they, you know, they're the screen extras. They're the ones moving along. It's either hang 'em, like Antifa and the most of the media right now. And there's other, you know, you'll have other people come in as a peacemaker, and they'll give you a Mr. Smith goes to Washington, but not, you know, that was some expose. Because people are really brought into the Pollyanna civics, how politics work, and they have no idea.
That's why when you hear people like Ocasio-Cortez, she's a lady full of dogma but no logic, full of Luciferianism but no sense of sensibility. How's that?
That's accurate.
Back in a moment. Welcome back. And by the way, I want to mention that I do put out free mass emails. If you have any emails, register at NutriMedical.com. I send those out usually once or twice a week with all the show links and new special things. Go to our shop, buy products, and look at the bottom, which is the videos of not only all the products, but also new protocols. I put a new video yesterday of the last segment of Scott Adams' interview on hour number 2 and all of hour number 3. It's up on YouTube and Vimeo. It goes to our Vimeo channel. That's the Vimeo channel link. We're going to transport all our social media, not only from Deagle Network, but over at NutriMedical, which includes Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, and now the new conservative site called One Way, which is a conservative social media site. So you have all kinds of ways of listening. You can listen by TuneIn, iTunes, Spreaker, Patreon, and, of course, the Deagle Network, and it's all free. All the information you can download, all of our videos are free. And so I provide all this information because you're loyal supporters of NutriMedical. We also give you the best nutraceuticals, free email starter consults, free callbacks if you purchase one product. Do support us in NutriMedical because we try to provide you healing technology and facts for your health, and healing technology and facts for the geopolitical situation we're currently in, and the spiritual situations. In other words, I'm a healer of all three realms, health, geopolitical, and spiritual. And they're all tied together because the fact is that our civilization is actually at a crossroads where they're going to go through the epiphany of transformation to get rid of the swamp monsters that rule over us in the deep state, the intel agencies, and luciferic false religions and false government control systems like the people like Brennan and Clapper and Strzok, etc. Or we succumb to them, the swamp monster takes over, and the Matrix controls us. That's where we're headed. And, you know, in the years to come, when they can hack into human consciousness, you won't even have privacy of mind if you don't perceive the truth, and we start taking action now to unveil the fact of the agendas of these devils and these deep state agencies that have created a parallel government to not only control your biology so you don't have extended lifespan by persisting in healthcare systems that are useless or dangerous rather than reforming them and reforming the geopolitical systems like in Europe. So they have the United States of Europe that has representative government. And the fact is the transnational corporations and the global billionaires and the false environmentalists are trying to control all of us. And people don't get it. And they live in, many of them, these false religious paradigms of false, we call denominations within Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, etc. Or you're just a secular agnostic apostate believing in whatever dialogue you believe from the media. Because most people don't realize it doesn't matter what the label is on the bottle. It's all just a different form of Luciferianism, isn't it?
Yeah. It's again, we're compartmentalized and twisted, so we move in a specific
direction. And what I wanted to give is give them spirit words to give them the truth about who Yeshua was, who God is, and what we are, and what our future is collectively as the bride of the Most High God. I'm like the shopkeeper of the shop to prepare the bride for the bridegroom, and to prepare mankind to transition to have extended lifespan spread across the galaxy, live as a or collective organism on Earth without destroying each other's nations, have shared missile defense, stabilize the ecosphere not only from space weather, from things like coronal mass ejections, but also from the dialectics of conflict that actually are created by the globalists that want to maintain conflict for their purposes of power, control, and Luciferic sacrifice. Because that's what they're doing. They're sacrificing us to their Luciferic demigods, aren't they?
Well, look what Mueller did with the immunity he's giving to Podesta. And I don't think there's
You're talking about Tony Podesta. You're talking about giving immunity to Tony Podesta while Manafort burns in prison.
All these guys are just so deep in the pedophilia. And that's what the leak was really all about, because it was going right to the heart of what you're saying. It's this.
And do you know why they were doing it?
And this, abuse that most people would reject. And they've got.
Well, by the way, it's not just because they're.
But that.
It's not just because they're mentally ill sexual perverts. They're doing an astral sacrifice of ectoplasm by either sexual abuse and or murder of infants and children, because it's to their demigods that you're incubi and succubi, transdimensional demonic demigods. That's the facts. They don't want to believe that, but that's what's really going on with these secret orders. And
well,
people don't want...
Cremation of care is burning children. So, you've got everybody who's attended the grove up there, Bohemian Grove, whether it's Nixon, Reagan, or Clinton, and you can go right on George Pratt, Schultz, Nelson Rockefeller, the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, all of them, including, by the way, Reagan, even. These guys at different houses, like the Hillbillies, et cetera, up at Bohemian Grove. But they've turned a grove, the system, into the whole world. The system was conceived by the Gelsenkirchen Society of Nazi Germany, which is a religious organization in Germany that literally channeled transdimensional entities to not only build the Vimana of the ancient Indians, which are anti-gravitonic vehicles, but also to channel things like space technology and missile technology that they could transport it over to America along with their intel agencies. And their ultimate goal was to make a super agency that would oversee and spy on other agencies, so they'd ultimately become the shadow government of Earth. Directly under the Druidic Council of 13 and the Pindar, meaning the penis of the dragon, for Lucifer ruling Earth through the transdimensional board of operatives to control Earth through its ritual sacrifice and blackmail spiritually of the planet Earth, all the intelligence agencies, all the schools of learning, and all the governments of Earth, and all the public religions. People don't understand this, do they?
Yeah, well, you've got people like Arthur Goldberg, who was one of the Rockefeller guys in charge of the Office of Strategic Services, and was involved in destroying cultural groups throughout Europe in order to push their world government there. And it was Ronald Reagan that gave Arthur Goldberg, merit awards.
These ancient ones,
all those brothers and Rockefeller.
Yeah, these ancient ones that some people call the Archons, which if you go to 1535 to James Weir's book of demonology, he can name the subgroups of demonic warrior sexual demons that were involved in transdimensional entities. They're not only physical entities from far distant parts of the galaxy, such as the Cloud of Orion and the Devil Star, which came to Earth on Mount Horeb in northern Lebanon to the temples there, which, of course, the temple where they had stones were 80,000 tons. These ancient beings literally hybridized themselves with human beings to create the men of old, the men of renown, the giants like King Agabashan that was like 14 feet tall. People don't understand this is very real. It's not imaginary. It's something that is disgusting, but we have literally fallen in an ancient galactic war our human beings have, and people don't understand that even Mr. President Trump, who's a high-level Royal Archmason, his private secret order name is Apollyon Rising, and that's why you see all over his 66-floor apartment symbols of Apollo, because he's literally made it public about Space Force, which we've had for 40 years. And we've had a colony on Mars since 1982, but we've actually discovered ancient monuments there going back tens of thousands of years, where the ancient population on Mars of humans was destroyed in the Galactic War. You don't hear this public, but all high-level Masons know this, and that's why every obelisk on Earth refers to the resurrection and the rise of Apollo once we recolonized Mars. That's the facts. You will not hear this anywhere else except here on this show. Statements here, and we're going to break, I'm going to repeat it. It's one thing to, like Scrooge McDuck, to own all the money in Scrooge McDuck's bank. It's another to own Scrooge McDuck, who owns the bank. It's quite another thing to own the conscious thoughts of Scrooge McDuck, so you literally own Scrooge McDuck and the bank. And that's what the globalists want to do. Their eventual objective is to hack into human consciousness, so the Matrix isn't just an external thing when they put in 5G network. It's an internal thing, so you no longer have a private mind. And they want to literally control you. And again, this is part of the Luciferic dialectic. That's why eventually they don't want to have private consciousness at odds with the globalist agenda. And that's why the state of Europe, for example, is a mess right now, because the superstate Europe didn't want private representative government. It wants states where there's no borders. And that's why it's destroying Germany. And that's why you're seeing the rising of Italy, Hungary, and Romania, etc., all with populists pushing against this globalist agenda. And believe it or not, despite their background, the three nations that are most powerful that can fight it are America, Russia, and China. And even though they're coming from different backgrounds, they're against the globalist agenda of total mind control, aren't they?
Well, I don't know about China. It seems like China is...
Well, they're a laboratory, but the thing is, in a sense, although they're a laboratory for doing it, they have their own private version of the laboratory, which isn't globalist. You see, so us and Russia are natural allies. China is like a laboratory for testing it. So our Silicon Valley companies even have mind control helmets where they can monitor your thoughts to see if you're agitated, working in an electrical factory, or operating high-speed rail. And people don't get this, that the ultimate control is to say, it says, you know, he who controls food controls people. How about he who controls water controls food? He who controls the water utilities controls those who distribute the water, and he who controls the mind of the water distributors ultimately controls everything. So money is is not the root of it. The final thing is data, not just external data and supercomputers, but the data of your consciousness, which they eventually want to control.
Behavioral control, what the B.F. Skinner behavioralism, so that people don't have to think. Dr. Sutton's book on the America's Secret Establishment is on how, you know, we're taught how to behave rather than how, you know.
Exactly.
But that's
like a Skinner box. What I'm talking about is actual control of consciousness by inserting memes like Project Crimson Mist, etc., that they did over Rwanda. People don't understand that the Rambo chip and other things, which I have intimate, exasperating, and very frightening data and knowledge of, I don't tell everything I know, not even my wife or anybody, because the most logical thing, if you weren't a saved person after you knew the totality of what I know, would be to immediately and unrepentantly kill yourself. The only reason why I don't is because I understand that God's in control, and ultimately evil is going to be taken out of Earth. I'm part of what's called the Rapture Project, which is to take evil out, not let the good people go to heaven. Is to take evil out of this world so it's a decent place for God's people to be here for millennia and for millions of years as we spread across the galaxy and the cosmos. That's where we're going. And people don't get this, that we're at the crossroads now, aren't we?
Yeah, I saw a interview with Leon Panetta on Bloomberg. And
What a monster. What a monster, that Leo Panetta. Go ahead, please continue.
Well, he's the heir to Common Cause. It was John Gardner, the OSS psychologist and head of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. He's part of the Carnegie Corporation. He ran the Department of Education and Welfare, and then set up Common Cause, which is it was part of a front to get Nixon out and Nelson Rockefeller in. So
right.
You know, they're used to coup d'etats. That's the very why that organization was formed. And anyway, today, you know, California Forward is funded by huge tax-exempt foundations. But the Panetta interview was all lies, and it's absolutely hysterical. Because
look at how hysterical his comments are since Helsinki. Panetta is sputtering and spitting while he's talking. And you see his eyeballs rotating like, they got us, they got us, they got us. We have to scramble and lie because we're all going to go to prison or be executed. That's how bad it is, isn't it?
Well, yeah, he looks like Peter Sellers, but he's got the heart of Aleister Crowley. This guy's bad news.
Right.
He was, you know, he helped, you know, I think that's the way Ron Brown, Secretary of Commerce, who wanted to resist being a bag man for the Clintons, ended up with a bullet in the top of his head. And Nalanda Hill, who was Ron Brown's secretary, said it was Podesta and Panetta that were responsible for a lot of the teasing of him. Just a minute.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So what people need to start to grasp is that there's a connection between the demonic and the Luciferic spiritual side of this, the geopolitical control of the deep state, the transnational globalism, and the lies in the media that are trying to destroy Trump, who's trying to not only start making alliances with Russia, but to try to get rid of the Luciferic control freaks that are running Earth into the ground and getting ready for mass genocide of much of the planet, and the dialectics that may will in the future create a thermonuclear war, chemical and biological scalar and weather warfare against the residents and the biological systems of Earth. That's how far this has gone now, and we are not decades, we're just years away from catastrophe, aren't we?
Yeah, well, they talk about meddling in elections. You look at Victoria Nuland, who's the wife of Robert Kagan, who founded the you know, Project for a New American Century.
Right.
At the German Marshall Fund in Carnegie, with the headquarters of what, you know, part of their outlet in Moscow itself, you know, going against Putin. I mean, it's just outrageous how simplified these people are, including the John Hannitys and, you know, some of these other people on Fox.
Well, Hannity is a butt kisser. He's not going to raise any real issues that are going to get him sidelined, so he can't get interviews with Trump or anybody else. He doesn't want to offend anybody, so he always says he's releasing all this information. I don't believe them when I see people perp walking into prison with orange jumpsuits on and leg irons. Otherwise, I'm not going to believe that any of this stuff is real. How about you?
Yeah, talk about keeping fingers crossed. We haven't seen Jeff Sessions for a while either.
Jeff Sessions, I can tell you from my intuitive and spiritual knowledge, either he or his affiliates or friends or family are involved deeply in pedophilia. That's why they've got both his left and right testicles in an intellectual vice right now, and they're putting the thumb screws down on him. And he's starting to squeal like a little piggy.
Yeah, they got him on something.
They got him. Now you got this man. That's why whenever you see him present, he has the upside down bus. He's got like, I'd like to do the right thing, but they got me.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look up Dan Coats. I don't know his background. You know, the person head of the FBI, but I suspect he was part of you know, one of those foundations for National Endowment for something or other. And,
yeah.
Because all of releases from the Justice Department were as untimely as possibly could be for Trump.
Well, Dan Coats should be fired. I mean, he's his new national intelligence intel chief. And to me, he's of the same ilk as Comey, as the turncoat. Now he's recommending Comey that you vote Democrat in 2018. You know, what is he? Is Dan Coats a Democrat or Republican? What is he? What is his position on anything?
Yeah.
Right? There's a global conflict in the highest. It basically, as far as I'm concerned, the impression I get is this guy, Dan Coats, is not straight up. I don't see it. Do you?
Nope. And, you know, this is, you know, he's using a lot of the other people.
Yeah. And by the way, Dan Coats could intervene in the inquiry of Flynn and his son who was bankrupted, or the fact that we have Manafort for 2006 overseas series of money, which, by the way, is standard operational procedure for thousands of other operatives in Washington, D.C. and the Beltway. But yet Manafort's in prison, and they're going to give a pass to Tony Podesta? You've got to be kidding. And this guy Coates is not intervening. He could intervene and stop that foolishness, couldn't he? But he's not, is he?
Exactly. No, he worked for Dan Quayle. So, Quayle was a guy that pushed metro regional government,
right.
The U.S.
Exactly, yeah. Born May 16th, 1943.
And it says here he also was one of 46 senators that wanted expanded.
Welcome back. Now, here's some important points here. I want you to get into this guy, Dan Coates. Dan Coates supported the invasion of Iraq with the advice, of course, of the military general. We call him Colin Powell. Actually, I've changed his name from Colin Powell to Colin Powell because he's so full of it, of fecal matter. And then we have Dan.
For sure, that Skull and Bones Bush said that the Mideast War was a crucible for the New World Order. So Dan Coates was joined right in there with the phony call for weapons of mass destruction. I remember when they were saying they couldn't find the labs; they must be in vehicles that are traveling on the road. They can't find where it's at. They came up with so many different stories. It's like a story a day on Donald Trump.
Right. Now, he was announced on the 5th of January 2017 as the position of Director of National Intelligence, and he succeeded the outgoing James R. Clapper. I don't know if he's a hell of a big improvement, because to be honest with you, he should have intervened over the Manafort and the Tony Podesta situation that's occurring recently. And he doesn't. I mean, he stands back and lets it just evolve. This guy's obviously a player in the New World Order, isn't he?
Yeah. The way he jumped on the Russia deal, and actually Russia has they've been losing population. I mean, I think they lost like 30 million people in the last 10 years. And on the scale of military power, I mean, they're down lower than some of our allies. And they're outnumbered like 100 to 1. I mean, if anybody wants to be concerned about armaments and power and money, it should be Red China. But Coates, way back in 2014, Mr. Obama was pushing for attacks on Russia. So this guy is
the biggest conspiracy. The biggest immediate danger, believe it or not, I'm going to give you a little revision on this. Not Red China. You know which country it is? Afghan. You know what country is? Pakistan.
And New York City, but...
No, it's Pakistan. The third nuclear power, the Waziristan spending plan, I have from regular and classified sources, produces more new nukes every month than any other nation on Earth, including Russia and America. We have the highest numbers right now, but the fastest growing nuclear power is Pakistan, and they're everywhere. And because their citizens are part of the British Commonwealth, they're in Canada, they're in Britain, they're in Five Eyes, they're in New Zealand, they're all over the damn place. And their main operatives are getting not only deep into the intel agencies, but also into media, etc. The Pakistanis are a major force, aren't they? People don't get that. And we actually contribute to make sure they were power through AQ Khan, and the Waziristan plant was built with all our intel information and support. So people don't get this. In fact, the lack of Pakistani cooperation with our forces in Afghanistan are the reason why we could never completely suppress and stop them. Even where we dropped the Moab bomb, the mother of all bombs, on some of their underground facilities, they always just zip right over to the Pakistani side of the border, and they're gone, and the Pakistanis have done almost nothing to support us.
Yeah, well, I think that's a deliberate standoff. It's like the Golden Triangle in Southeast Asia. In Afghanistan for, a decade, the longest war in American history.
Yeah, but we're there for several reasons.
Poppies and heroin are hitting our kids as always. So it's,
well, we control the drug trade, and most of the profit goes to us. And we purposely make sure that we low-quality heroin gets to the Russian population, which is killing them. Because it's so low quality, when they inject it, they get these sores and ulcers. That's why the Russians call it crocodile. because it looks like you've been eaten by a crocodile.
Yes. Well, again, you know, Skull and Bones began with, you know, the Russell drug trade in China.
Right.
And, it's never really, they've never really released it. You had Yale in China, and you had, you know, the OSS. I think Churchill's nephew was part of the OSS intelligence grouping with the Chinese deal. And they went for the Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong was trained by the OSS, as was Ho Chi Minh. In fact, his life right. was saved by the OSS in Vietnam.
Right.
China, you know, is a factory for body parts for all these rich, aging, old bankers and mostly the New England elite. So
you're talking about body parts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, that's why the largest trade is not the drug trade or even the prostitution trade, it's the organ trade. Most people don't know that, do they?
Yeah, and they go after the Falun Gong, you know, because they don't smoke and they don't drink, so they get some pretty clean organs.
You know, the first thing they do when you go to a Lao Dai prison camp in China, you get tissue typed for organ transplant. Do you know that?
This isn't pulling somebody from the, you know, Skid Row and grabbing an organ.
Right.
People are like cattle. They're preserved, and their blood types and everything else are, you know, they're sitting there to be harvested.
Right. So but people don't want to make connect all these dots. They don't realize all the public so-called religions, political systems, et cetera, are controlled by the deep state, and ultimately are luciferic, which is a beautiful side of Satan. The beautiful side of Satan is something that people don't have revulsion for, but it's literally consuming them, and what the saliva of Satan and the jaws are chewing on their bones geopolitically and spiritually, but they don't get it. That's what I find pretty...
They haven't seen Eyes Wide Shut. They probably should. There's enough information out there on Bohemian Grove, and in fact, there's a couple of smuggled out videos that show some of their, you know, their rituals.
Well, I may try to bring them back on the show, but I've had Bill Schneblin on that I ministered back in 19 years ago now. I believe it. Boy, it's high fives, isn't it? I ministered him 19 years ago when I was doing some filming a day with Dr. Bill, and I spent literally an afternoon with Bill. He was a 90th degree Mason, and he said, you know more than I ever, or anybody I've ever met. I know more than any other public Mason on earth. And
well,
I'm a scary...
years ago, both Anthony Hillard and I were up there, and he's, you know, there's a couple films on in YouTube you can find.
Uh-huh.
I was just sniffing around, and I found a Catholic church that was on the side of a hill.
Right.
And went up and got out of the car and walked around. They were doing some additional construction, so I was able to talk to the priest for 10 or 15 minutes, and I asked him what he thought about, you know, the children being burned in effigy and so forth. He says, oh, no, they're good people. They're the ones that are, you know, financing this expansion of our church. So, you know, morality only goes so far as benefits. So,
well, it's a consistent luciferic morality or dismorality. And the problem is that people don't understand that the human beings are basically like video games for the satanic elite.
Yeah, we're their pawns. We're, you know, they play with us and have...
And the reason why people show some respect with me on the dark side is they say, you know even more than me in their deep state. You must be one of us, but you're wearing a white hat. That's how twisted they are. They think if you know more and are completely aware of their agenda, you must be one of them, even if you're on the, quote, the white hat or someone doing the opposite. That's why even Donald Trump, who's a high-level Royal Arch Mason, is doing the right thing for America and human beings in the world. Both the left and right side of the luciferic elite are enraged with him because they know they figure he should know better, but he's directly opposing both the left and right side of the dialectic to create, subjugate mankind and the human race to the global satanic elite. That's what's going on here. That's why he's so hated by the media and the intel agencies, because he's doing things that are totally enraging them. Both sides, left and right.
You know, these power squabbles before, but in the past they hadn't used the weapon of truth as a lever against them. So,
well, the thing is that
Trump is using, you know, items of truth and facts that.
Well, he's going a certain edge.
Which.
People like you and me, Gary. People like Scott Adams, Jonathan Gray, John W. Spring. We need to be collectively the Samuel for President Trump. He needs a higher level spiritual knowledge to discern the people around, like Dan Coates and some other people, like his recent appointee last year, Mr. Ray, to the FBI. He needs to understand what's really going on and the fact that he's being played a pawn in a much darker game. There's both the left and right side to the dialectic. And I think Trump gets it partly, but he doesn't get it completely, does he?
No, he doesn't. Let me give you one quote before you sign off here, and this is from the governor of Colorado about regional Soviets. Quote, "This regional authority constitutes the most violent attack upon the American constitutional way of life that has ever been made. If unchecked, it will develop into the bitterest issue which the American people have encountered since slavery." That's Governor Ralph Carr of Colorado, 1943.
Wow. Amazing quote. I'm not sure if you're ready to do it today or we'll do it tomorrow. We should do some video of some of your emails. Do you have them ready, Gary?
Probably tomorrow. I still have,
Your computer guy there.
Over here.
Give me a show. What we'll do is we'll do some video tomorrow afternoon here in California, probably between 12 and 3, because by 3 p.m. I become a merman, and I go poolside with my daughter and have some fun.
NewsExpose.org.
NewsExpose.org. Gary Richard Arnold, amazing analysis of the truth of our world and the multi-layered...
Heart-related.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.